Welcome back to Growth Strategies for Jewelers. I'm Tim Holland, and the big question we're always trying to answer here is this: how do jewelers grow their revenue, maintain their margins, create an unforgettable brand, and keep their VIP customers coming back for the rest of their lives? That's what this show is all about. Let's get into it. Here's the thing. If you're like most independent jewelers I talk to, your marketing budget is heavily skewed toward one thing: acquiring new customers. You're pouring money into Google Ads, trying to crack the code on Meta, and fighting tooth and nail for that top spot in local search. And yes, you should be doing those things, but if that's all you're doing, you're leaving an enormous amount of money on the table. Let me be direct. Acquiring a new customer costs anywhere from 5 to 25 times more than retaining an existing one. Let me say that again. You're paying up to 25 times more to get someone to walk through your door for the first time than you would to get a previous buyer to come back. Now, here's the most staggering part. According to Bain & Company, increasing your customer retention rate by just 5% can increase your profits by anywhere from 25% to 95%. That's what I call the 5% rule. And this rule is the secret weapon of the most profitable jewelry stores in the country. So why does this matter so much? Because too many jewelers treat an engagement ring sale like it's the finish line. You pop the champagne, ring the bell, and move on to the next prospect. But let me be clear, that engagement ring should be the starting line. That customer's journey isn't over. They've got wedding bands coming, anniversaries, birthdays, push presents, Valentine's days for the rest of their lives. And if you don't have a system in place to bring them back, you're doing the hard, expensive work of acquiring that customer and then handing their future lifetime value straight to your competitors. This is something we see all the time when we audit a jeweler's marketing strategy. They have a massive database of past customers just collecting digital dust. No communication, no follow-up, no value being offered, just silence. And let me tell you, that silence is costing you more than any bad ad campaign ever could. Before we dive into what you can do about it, let's ground this in some real numbers. 65% of a company's business comes from existing customers. You have a 60 to 70% chance of selling to an existing customer versus just 5 to 20% for a new prospect. 72% of consumers say loyalty programs make them more likely to spend with their preferred brand. And 71% of jewelry retailers say email marketing is their highest ROI channel for customer retention. These aren't just abstract stats, they represent real revenue sitting in your database right now, waiting to be activated. So, how do you build a retention machine? How do you shift from a transactional mindset to a relationship mindset? It doesn't happen overnight, but the stores that make this shift see compounding returns year after year. Here's what I've seen work. Number one, leverage email marketing the right way. Social media is great for brand awareness, but when it comes to retention, email is still king. Email marketing delivers an average ROI of $36 to $42 for every $1 spent. And for retail, that number climbs even higher. But here's the catch. I'm not talking about blasting your entire list with a generic 20% off sale email once a month. That's noise. Instead, you need segmented, lifecycle-based communication that meets your customer exactly where they are in their journey with you. For example, when someone buys an engagement ring, they should immediately enter a post-purchase email sequence. A week later, they get an email checking in on the ring. 3 months out, they receive information about wedding bands. 11 months later, they get a personal reminder about their upcoming anniversary with a curated selection of pieces their partner would love. This kind of automation is a core component of what we build inside the Everest framework. We set up these touch points so you stay top of mind without adding a single extra task to your plate. The system runs, relationships deepen, and the revenue follows. Number two, build a loyalty program that actually means something. Here's the bottom line. Customers want to feel valued, not just like a transaction. Currently, 69% of jewelry businesses offer loyalty programs to encourage repeat purchases. But not all programs are created equal. A simple point system just isn't enough anymore. You need to offer experiential rewards that feel exclusive and personal. Our research shows that 75% of jewelry buyers expect a free cleaning service for life with a high-value purchase. Make that an official part of your VIP program. Layer in early access to new collections, exclusive invites to in-store events, complimentary annual appraisals, and personalized birthday outreach. When you create a program that genuinely adds value, the results speak for themselves. Customers who highly trust a brand are 88% more likely to buy from that brand again. Trust is built through consistent, thoughtful touch points, and your loyalty program is one of the most powerful tools you have to create that trust systematically. Number three, master the art of clienteling. Clienteling is what separates luxury, independent jewelers from massive chain stores. It's the proactive, personalized outreach from your sales team to your best clients. And it is one of the highest converting activities your store can execute. But here's the key. Clienteling only works if you have the data to support it. Your team needs to know what a client bought, when they bought it, what their partner's style preferences are, and when their important dates are coming up. Imagine this. A client's anniversary is 3 weeks out, and your associate sends a personal text. Hey, John, I know your anniversary is coming up next month. I saw this diamond pendant come in and immediately thought of Sarah based on the earrings you bought her last year. That message converts at an incredibly high rate, not because it's a sales pitch, but because it feels like a friend who pays attention. The stores doing this well aren't doing it manually for every customer. They have systems that surface the right clients at the right time so their team can focus on the human connection rather than the data management. Here's the bottom line. Your existing customer database is the most valuable asset your business owns. Stop ignoring it. If you want to grow your revenue, maintain your margins, and create an unforgettable brand, you have to keep your VIP customers coming back for the rest of their lives. That is the core question we ask ourselves at Deep Earth for every client we work with. And it's the question that should be driving your marketing strategy every single day. Stop pouring all your resources into the leaky bucket of pure acquisition. Plug the holes first. Focus on retention. Aim for that 5% improvement and watch what happens to your bottom line. Because here's what I've seen. The stores that will dominate their markets in the next 5 years aren't necessarily the ones with the biggest ad budgets. They're the ones that build the deepest relationships with the customers they already have. Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, share it with another jeweler who needs to hear it. And if you're ready to stop spinning your wheels and start dominating your local market, head over to deepearthmkt.com. That's deepearthmkt.com. We'd love to be your growth partner. Until next time, keep climbing.